Okay, we're doing the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Pilpili. It's two lines up from the medium wide lines, or the last two lines of the thin lines. Pilpili. So it's a good idea. What are pilpili? Pilpili are peppercorns. In other words, that which you make the pepper from. Let's say black pepper. You grind up peppercorns, dry peppercorns, and you make pepper. Okay? So, pilpili. Rav Sheshes Omar Shahakal. Rava Omar Loklum. Ve'azda Rava Latamei. The Omar Rava. Kas pilpili biyome de kipuri potter. Kas zangvila biyome de kipuri potter. So Rava followed his reasoning, because he had a raya that it's not considered achila. Because if you eat peppercorns, pepper on Yom Kippur, it's potter. And Rashi says, why do you use the Lashon Kas? So Rashi says, Kas Topoli, Kol Davar She'Adam Ochel Shelo Kedarko, Mikri Kasisa. Yeah. Okay. Alright. So you have a Machlokas about Pilpili. But then the Gemara has to straighten it out, right? It has one problem. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Haya Rebbe Meir Omer Mimashma Shenema, Varalta Marloso Espir Yo, Ein Yodea Sheitz Meichel Ho? Yeah, in other words, you got another pasuk there. The pasuk says, V'chisavola Oretz, Unetatem Kol Eitz Machal, Varalta Marloso Espir Yo. Okay? So the Gemara is bothered, or the Bryce is bothered. Why did it have to spell out it's Eitz Machal? Okay, right? That's the pasuk. Eitz Machal. Okay, why didn't it just simply say, I guess, the Netatem Kol Eitz Varaltem Arloso Espirio? What's the Netatem Kol Eitz Machal? Elamat Talmud Lomar Eitz Machal. Lahavi eight shetam eitzo upirio shove. Veizehu zeha pilpulin. Lulamedcho sha pilpulin chayovin ba'arla. Ulamedcho shein eretzrel chasera klum. Shinemar eretz a shalobim miskinus tochol bolechem lo sefzakol ba. Okay. Let's leave out the orla Torah right now. Okay? But anyhow, what's the kasha? So what's the kasha? Right. In other words, that Gemara seems to imply that it's definitely a pre. Because it has a din arla. So it should have, it's a pre. So how could you tell me if it's a pre, why would Rava say you make no bracha? And even I would say the kash even are shashus. Why does he say it's shahakal? It's a kash on both. So the Gemara answers lo kashi. Ha biritifta, ha biyaveshta. One, when it said, when the Bryce is talking about Orla, there it's talking biritifta. That's when the peppercorns are moist. But once they're dried out, that's bonu l'machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rava. Whether you say shahakol or whether you say nothing, that's the Gemara. Right? What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the machlokas about? Even before you define it, let's just find out, why is there a machlokas about this? What's going on over here? So, the riff says like this. What daf is it in your riff? Is it Chafei Amabez? In the daf a riff in the standard Gemara, it's Chafei Amabez. So the Rif says, Pilpali Ritifta Bari Priyadama Vyaveshta Velo Klo Delav Uchloho. Okay, Vechain Zanvila Ritifta. That's ginger. Mivarachle Bari Priyadama Vyaveshta Velo Klo. So we'll leave out the Ritifta problem right now. But let's just stick to the Yaveshta. So what's the reason why Yaveshta v'lo klum? So the Rif says the lav uchloho. It's not considered ochal. Okay? So when you first read that, you say to yourself, you have a kasha. If it's not ochal, then why did what's his name say shahakol? Why did Rav Shesha say shahakol? Very nice. Rava says no bracha because it's lav ochel, but Rav Shesha says you make a shahako. So are they having a machlokas whether or not it's an ochel? That'll be a funny machlokas. Difficult machlokas, right? And what does it mean anyhow? What does it mean? Why is it not an ochel? Why is it not an ochel? So if you take a look in the Rambam. And you could also have looked in the Meiri. In fact, the Meiri is the one who pointed out the Gemara in Nida on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So, I'll just start with the Rambam. It's, it's most convenient, I guess. What Perek is it in? Ches? Yeah, Perek Ches, right? So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin says, HaPilpulin Vazangvil, Bizman Shein Retubin Mevorech Alein Tchila Bar Pri Adama. I like the riff. Aval Yeveshin Einan Teunim Bracha Lo Lifneiem Velo Lachareiem Mipnei Shein Tavlin VeEinan Ochel. Okay, there it is. So here the Rambam explains what the riff meant, that it's not Ochel. He says because they're Tavlin and not ochel. And the Meiri says the same thing. And if you look at the Rashi in Nida on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that the Meiri calls your attention to, Rashi says, where did it go? Hold on a second. I don't know why I can't find it. Rashi Nun Aleph Amud Beis Divrei Amaschil Nimnu VeGamru Alma Kol Midi Delo Ovid LaOchlo El LaHatim HaKedera Lo Metame Deha Pilpulin VeCharkum LeTaima Avidi. So Rashi says openly that it's Tavlin. It's Lahatim Akedera. Okay? And that's why he holds it doesn't come under Tumas Ochlin. Okay? And the Meiri adds V'chei L'choha Saman. Now it would be true of all spices. The Gemara is just using a pilpulin to teach you the concept. But really it's universal. Okay, that anything that you relate to completely as a spice, okay, right, lavidi taima, like by dry peppercorns, where its whole function, it's the way people relate to it is as pepper. All right, and people do not eat pepper, okay, but it's just a condiment. It's right, it's lataima. So that's where you'll have a machlokes, and we paskin no bracha. And we have the paskin no bracha, but it's a machlokes. So that's, I guess, how we should, based on those facts, that's how we should proceed to define the machlokes, Rav Sheshes and Rava. I would say like this, I would start off this exactly the same way you did. And now it's pilpulin yaveshta has a din of tavlin. So really it participates, like you said, in the world of achila. It's part of maisa achila. It's part of maisa achila sa'adam. Right? But what? It's part of maisa achila sa'adam, but like you said, it's not. No, the maisa achila does not essentially relate to it. It's only as a condiment, as a tavlin, the taima. So the machlokas is like this. If you have an object that is part of the world of achila, and now you subjectively relate to it in a primary essential way as an ochel, does that make it roy for bracha? But you see, so the mandama holds, shahakal holds, yes. As long as you have a cheftza that's part of the world of achila, part of maisa achila, and you subjectively relate to it as an ochel, then it gets a bracha. But of course it will not get the primary bracha. It cannot be bari pri ha'etz or adama, I don't care, that's a separate problem now. It can't get that, because it's only a subjective ochel. So therefore it just gets a shahakal. You see, because it's not essentially the real pre-adama or the pre-eitz. So now it gets a shakal. The other mandama holds that no, that the chachamim were only masaking bracha for those things that are objectively the ochel that people are really consuming. And subjectively, you cannot create your own categories, your own ochlin. So he holds there's no bracha. That's the question. The question is, if you have something that participates in achila, in the world of achila, can you subjectively render it a primary ochel? And therefore it should be roi for bracha. But even if it's roi for bracha, it wouldn't be roi for a bird priyates. It would be a shahakal, because it's only a subjective object of, a primary object of achila. That will be the machlokas. That will be the machlokas. Because the answer is that bari priya eitz means that people, that's a sugya. I know I skipped that, but that's because I did it a few years ago, you know, and Rebbe's done it many times, I think, also, that if the tree is lo nati inchi adaite for that pri, then it's not defined as a pri. You can't call it priyait. Okay, so certainly over here, this is more fundamental. Meaning, this thing is not. Over here, it's a more fundamental idea, because here, the very object. Let me not confuse the issue. I shouldn't have brought that in, really. I really shouldn't have brought that in. I could have answered your question without saying that. I made a mistake. Methodologically, I made a mistake. Let me say this. Okay, let me start again. Yeah, the question is, why don't you make up Bari Priya Eitz? The answer is, because this thing, objectively, is not considered Ochel. It's not considered Priya Eitz. Because it's fundamentally not ochel. Okay? There's a basic idea here, a more underlying idea that it's not ochel. It's tavlin. And tavlin does not get a bracha. The class of tavlin does not get a bracha. So now if you subjectively take tavlin and make it into an ochel, it can never be roi for the primary bracha. But since subjectively you are making it into an object of achila, of a maisa achila, so therefore you still have to have a matir, which is shahakal. That's the answer. See, I made a mistake methodologically. I shouldn't have mentioned the thing about why a guy plants a tree, because that's not the point over here. The guy is planting the tree for the peppercorns. That's a second step. There's a more primary idea here. This is simply not considered ochel, lav ochloho. It's a more primary idea. It's correct. It's a That's exactly what you mean by subjective. You mean the gavra is rendering this into an ochel. Now, of course, it's not like chewing on a piece of rubber. There would be no machlokas. What bracha do you make on rubber? Because rubber, like Chaim said, is not part of the world of ochel. It's not part of the world of achila. So that, you know, there would be no machlokas. That's it. That you can't make a bracha on that. That would be retarded. I hope that's PC okay to say that word. No, it's not?
You get in trouble for that.
I mean, you can't even use the word anymore.
Even challenge,
I think,
is the right word.
Yeah, but I don't mean that here. I don't think you're challenged. Okay. Anyhow, who cares? So the point is that would be impossible. That's not part of the category of Maisa Achila, the world of Achila. But here you have something that is part of it, but relates in a certain manner. Now you're subjectively making it into ochel. So there, that's the gavra rendering it subjectively into ochel. That's where you make a shakal. You can't say priyayit. I don't think I'm obligated to explain what the Rambam means when it's he says it's tavlin vein on ochel. You know what he means. You don't eat this. You don't sit down and put pepper on your plate and eat it. That's it. It's not an object of achila. But it does participate in achila. I think that's it. Nothing more to say about that. Now, practically, you have to look at every spice. And you'll know, do you make a brach on it? The question will be, is it just tavlin, or do people relate to it as an ochel as well? That'll be the question. As the Rav Miri says, v'chein l'chol ha-samim. That's it. Apply these principles and you'll know what the halacha is. It's very simple. Alright, now we come to the second problem. That takes care of yeveshta, when it's a spice, when it's pepper. Now, what do you make on moist peppercorns when you pick them off the tree? So Rabbeinu Yonah sells very well. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Divri Amaskel Pilpili Retifta, Bari Priyadama, Zehu Lashon Arif, V'chein Kasva Gaonim, V'eino Nacham. It's wrong. Shebefirish Nira, B'Gemara, De Pilpili Retifta, Mavarech Bari Priyates, D'Makshin Hasa Mehadam Minin HaPilpilin Chayavim Ba'arla, V'chi Hechi Shem Pri Ha'ates Linyan Arla, who had the nami l'inyan bracha? Ve'ein din hazangvil va'pilpel shave ele b'yeveshta. Yeah, because the Gemara then says zangvil you make bari priyadama. Yeah, but that's very nice. That's because zangvil doesn't grow on a tree. Ginger doesn't grow on a tree. So that he makes that point. Don't look at them. They're only shave insofar as yeveshta, that you have a machlok shakel versus nothing. Aval b'retifta al zangvila bari priyadama. Vala Pilpulin, Bar Priates. Okay, yeah, he goes to prove it. I mean, you don't have to read the whole, we don't have to go through the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. So here you have a big machlokas, right? But the Rif and the Rambam, they hold you make a Bar Priadama. But offhand, Rabbeinu Yonah's argument is very good. Because it does sound like from the Gemara, they bring a Raya from Arla. And Orla, of course, I don't have to tell you, the whole sugi of Orla, the whole world of Orla is Bari Priya Eitz. Okay? Eitz Machal. Okay? You don't have a din Orla on Priya Adama. So he's right. Once they show that, and the Gemara gives the answer, Haber Etifta, Haber Yeveshta, just plain shot, sounds like it should be Bari Priya Eitz, without a doubt. But the Rif and the Rambam didn't see it that way. Okay, we're looking at the Rajba She'ela Tuf. It's also brought down in the Beis Yosef on the Torah. I don't remember what Simon now. I don't remember either Reish Beis, Reish Gimel. I don't remember. Okay.
At the end of Reish Beis.
At the end of Reish Beis. Okay, at the end of Reish Beis. You have a Divrei Maskil there. Okay, Pilpili Ritivasa in the Beis Yosef. Okay, so anyhow, so the Rashba, they quoted to the Rashba, either the Rif or the Rambam. that you make Baruch Pri Adama, they wanted to know, why don't you make a Baruch Pri Eid, since it's Gadel on an Elon. So he answered the following. Kevon Shein no to no son El Al Das Shi Yis Yavshu V'yochlu Ruban B'yavei Shusan Shechukin B'tavlin Bilvad. So since they plant the tree for the purpose that they should get the dried peppercorns, okay, and the majority of people will consume them in their dried state, ground up as in spices. Ve'enan echelon ken b'fnei atzman ela miyutan lefamim eim evarchen alam barpreates. And since nobody eats it by itself, meaning it's pepper, except for some minority, therefore you do not make a Bari Priya Eitz, Ela Priya Dhamma. Now he's saying like this. Let me clarify. Now he's saying the real reason why they plant the tree is to have really, at the end of the day, dried peppercorn, so they can make it into spices. But there is a myriad of people that do eat the moist peppercorns. So therefore, you don't make a Bari Priya Eitz, but you make a Priya Dhamma. Vikarav ha-yashlo yivarcho alayin ela shahakal kikore. Okay, kikora. He says that really it's close. In other words, it would almost been mistavra to say that you should make a shahakal if you eat moist peppercorns. Just like Korah, hearts of palm. Okay? Because the Gemara there says, and I'm not getting into what the halacha will be now, maybe we'll discuss that next week, but the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says that Korah, the hearts of palm, is soft, like when we eat it today. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't eat that. And what would happen is, by the second year of the tree, I think, or something like that, it's sofo lahakshos. It'll eventually get hard. It'll become hard like the rest of the tree. You won't have that nice, soft hearts of palm that's edible. So the Gemara says that since sofo lahakshos, or according to the way the Rif has it, I believe, that normally people don't eat the hearts of palm, okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, but if you do eat it, you make shahakal. Okay? So the Rashba is saying that this, it's Karov that you should have given that kind of an argument. Right? Because only a minority of people eat it in their moist state. Okay? So he says like this, V'karov ha-yashlo yivarcho le'en sh'ela sh'akol k'kora el'afishin e'cholen ha-ma'at mehem b'riti v'usan. But since a minority of people do eat it when it's moist, v'adayt the hachinami noti ksas, and therefore it's for that intention that some people do plant this tree. In other words, to have moist peppercorns. There is a real minority of people that do want to have moist peppercorns. Mivarchan aleim bari pri adama. You do make a bari pri adama. Most confusing thing you ever heard. So again, majority of people plant this tree in order to have pepper, the spice. Okay, yaveshta. Okay, so therefore, if you eat the moist ones, you definitely can't make a Bari Priya Eitz, but you make Bari Priya Dhamma. Now you'll say, why do you make a Bari Priya Dhamma, not a shahakal, like a korah? The answer is because a minority of people do plant this thing in order to have moist peppercorns. So therefore, you make Bari Priya Dhamma. Okay? He says, and since the Torah said it's Chayev in Arla, okay? Because it says, Unitatem Koleitz Machol. Riba Kasuv Unitatem Koleitz Machol. That's how the Rashi bends off. So the whole thing is really requires some explanation here. Like, what's the system here? Bari Priya Eitz, you understand right off the bat. And if you didn't have another sheet there, you wouldn't even question it. That's it. But along comes the Rambam and the Rif, they say Bar Priya Adama. The question is, why? How did they get it to a Bar Priya Adama? Why isn't it Bar Priya Eitz? So the answer is, the Rashba says, because the majority of people planted for the spice. So now, why do you get a Bar Priya Adama? Well, you're not going to make a shahakal because the minority of the people do want the peppercorn. So therefore, you end up with Priya Adama. There we go. That's the Rajba's defense of the Rambam and the Rif. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't eat hearts of palm.
But sometimes, like you said, the first year or something was soft.
But they knew, people knew that it was soft at some point. Like we know, it's hearts of palm, it's soft, right? So if you would go ahead and slice open the tree and eat the heart of the palm, then you would make a shahakal. So,
any other use for it?
Well, normally most people would just allow the korah to continue to grow and become a hard tree.
That's for the tree.
It's eights. It becomes eights eventually. The hearts of palm. If you let it just stay longer, it will start to harden up and be like any other trunk, like any other part of the tree. It's the heart of the palm. It's the inside.